Luke chapter 18. And he spoke a parable to them, to this end, that men always ought to pray and not to faint, saying, There was a city. In that city a judge, which feared not Yahweh, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I do not fear Yahweh nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the master said, Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not Yahweh avenge his own elect, which cry day and night to him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spoke this parable to certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, Yahweh, I thank you that I am not as other men are, extortioners and unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing far away, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Yahweh, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather better than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And they brought to him also infants that he should touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked. But Yeshua called them unto him and said, Permit little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of Yahweh. Truly I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Yahweh as a little child shall in no wise enter in. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit good eternal life? And Yeshua said to him, Why do you call me good? There is none good except one, and that is Yahweh. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And he said, All these things I've kept from my youth up. Now when Yeshua heard these things, he said to him, Yet do you lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute that unto the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful. For he was very rich. And when Yeshua saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of Yahweh? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And they that heard said, Well, who then can be saved? And he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with Yahweh. And then Peter said, We've left all and followed you. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no man that has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the kingdom of Yahweh's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting. Then he took to him the 12 and said to them, We go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spit upon. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And they did not understand any of these things. And this saying was hid from them, neither did they know the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come near to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Yeshua of Nazareth passed by. And he cried out, saying, Yeshua, you son of David, have mercy on me! And they which went before them rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, You son of David, have mercy on me! Yeshua stood and commanded them to bring him near him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What will you that I shall do to you? He said, Master, that I might receive my sight. Yeshua said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, praising Yahweh. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to Yahweh. End of chapter 1.